Shmira for a chasen and a kala. We all know that after a couple gets married, there is an accustomed period of 7 days in which the chasen and kala needs to be guarded upon going outside. We will discuss and analyze this halacha, the reasons behind it, and the circumstances in which a shomer is required. So the source for requiring a shomer for a chasen and kala for the week after the wedding is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch Evin Ezer in the Ramah, chapter 64, Halacha 1, and also based on a Gemara in Brachis, page 54b, which states that a chasen and kala need shmira. In the wording of the Ramah there, it's forbidden for a chasen or a kala to go outside alone in the marketplace. And even though the term used in the Ramah is the marketplace, the Mefarshim add, this applies to any area on the outside. And this prohibition, yes, it's an actual prohibition, applies both by day and by night throughout the Sheva Brachas. While the Ramah does not make it clear that they may go out with an escort, the Beis Shmuel, a commentary on the Ramah, explains that if there is a Shomer, it is valid. He does make note that there were some Chasanim and Kalas that wouldn't even go out with a Shomer, but rather they would stay at home throughout all the Sheva Brachas. And they wouldn't even go to shul, the chasen would not even go daven with a minyan during that time. Nonetheless, practically, the ruling is that with a shomer, the chasen and kala may go out. And thus, practically, if there is a shomer available, the chasen and kala may go out, and the chasen should try to arrange a shomer to escort him to and from shul. But in the event that a shomer is not available, the chasen may not leave, even to go to shul. What's the reason behind this, Isser? Seems kind of strange. Why shouldn't they be allowed to go out? So we find two reasons mentioned in the Poskim. One reason is because a chasen is similar to a king who needs a public escort. It's an inyan of kavod, of respect for the chasen, who's considered like a king. Another reason, which is based on the Gemara in Brachis, is that during that first week after the wedding, there are mazikin, potentially dangerous spiritual powers that are looking to harm the chasen and kala, as the Satan tends to persecute during times of sadness and happiness. The Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer writes that even Adam HaRishon, when he got married to his wife Chava, he required protecting angels. And this is what it means when it says in Tehillim, Ki Malach Yitzav Alach Lishmocha B'chol Derechecha, that the angels protected the Chasanim. But that was by Adam. Today by us, we need actual people as Shomrim. The Sefer Erisin Unasun of one of the Rishonim mentioned, there was once a chasen who walked outside alone and he was killed, being snatched by the Malach HaMavis. And therefore we all see that this matter in halacha is taken very seriously, that a chasen and kala need an escort when they go out after their wedding. We will now discuss a number of questions and answers relating to this isser. May the chasen and kala go out alone together? Can they each guard each other? So many are accustomed to be lenient to do so, because they're not alone, they have each other. However, Chabad Chassidim do not allow Chasen and Kalas to go out alone, even though they are escorting each other, as mentioned in Sefer HaMenhagim, and the reason is because they are each a king and a queen, and therefore they need their own separate escort and cannot be considered the escort of each other. May they be alone together in their home? So the answer is yes. A Chasen and Kala who are together may be alone. However, when they are not together, we find Poskim who write that even at home, in the inside, they may not be together. This is not the simple implication of the Ramah, who specifically makes a statement regarding going outside to the marketplace and the like. Who can be a Shomer? So we find in later Achreinim who discuss that a child is not considered a valid Shomer, and likewise a Gentile is not considered a valid Shomer. And also that two chasanim and two kalas are also not considered a valid shomer. We'll conclude with a story that we once mentioned with the Rebbe, that he once saw a chasan by a bank and he didn't have a shomer, and the Rebbe was walking by and the Rebbe stood by him and escorted him until someone passed by and the Rebbe told him, "Do you mind taking me over? I am kind of busy." From all this we see of how, number one, it's important to emphasize the chasanim and kalas, this halacha, and number two, that it's a schus a merit for us to be a shomer for a chasen and kala and offer our help to escort them when we are available.